This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kelly Geringer. The city council has approved two new measures that affect the way evictions are carried out in Columbia. KBIA's Scott Malone has more.
In downtown Columbia last night, the city council voted unanimously to extend the amount of advance notice residents will receive before eviction from 120 days to 180 days. The council also approved a proposal from Councilmember Barbara Hoppe allowing those residents to live on the property rent-free for the final 3 months before eviction. The new measures come during the controversial Regency Trailer Park rezoning process, but Hoppe says it may be too late to help Regency residents.
Well, this doesn't specifically affect Regency because they already received their eviction notices, but it is for any future rezoning.
Council members say the Regency Park residents still have until February 29th to find a new home. The rezoning process for Regency Park continues at City Council's next meeting on November 21st. Scott Malone, KBIA News.
A Missouri appeals court has upheld a 2009 decision by state utility regulators to approve a rate increase for Ameren, Missouri. The Missouri Public Service Commission approved a more than $160 million electric rate increase for Ameren customers in January 2009. That was challenged by Noranda Aluminum Incorporated and the Public Counsel, who represents ratepayers before the commission. Missouri's Southern District Court of Appeals upheld the commission's decision yesterday. St. Louis businessman Dave Spence says he's serious about a possible bid for governor, even if it means a primary against Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder. Kinder is expected to announce a decision this month about whether he will run for governor. IDEX Laboratories have purchased MU's research and diagnostic laboratory business in a multi-million dollar agreement. The Dean of Veterinary Medicine, Neil Olson, says IDEX can help Radel expand internationally.
They will clearly go for things like academic and research missions to support and to help maybe expand into other areas that we haven't been able to do because of limited funding from the state. And
the University of Missouri will receive $43 million in the sale of a veterinarian research lab. Missouri voters could be asked next year to raise the state's minimum wage to $8.25. The Secretary of State's office has approved the summaries on two initiative petitions. Missouri's minimum wage currently matches the federal requirement of $7.25 an hour. One of eight people charged in the shooting death of a Missouri football player's cousin has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Darris Peel was sentenced yesterday for his role in the October 2010 murder of Aaron Hobson. Peel was convicted in September of second-degree murder. Hobson was visiting Columbia in October 2010 to watch his cousin, Trey Hobson, play a Missouri game, and he was meeting friends at a convenience store when he was shot. The village of South Gifford may not exist for much longer. That's if voters approve a measure on the ballot tonight that would revoke the community's legal status and abolish its government. KBIA's Alan Vestal spoke to supporters and opponents of the measure and has this report.
Dean Aholt is a member of the Village of South Gifford's council. He says local resident Sean Roberts and his brother Brandon started the petition to abolish the village's government after the community sued them over a property dispute. Aholt said if the government ceased to exist, the lawsuit would have to be abandoned. But, he says, attempting to stop the suit like this puts the entire village in jeopardy.
I think his family would do absolutely anything in their power to destroy the town or get their way.
Aholt and South Gifford clerk Donna Gray say some who signed the petition have since claimed they were misled and intimidated. Roberts declined a recorded interview, but says the petition came after broader concerns about the village government. He says local officials haven't enforced laws in the same ways for all residents. Roberts also says supporters of the ballot measure never intimidated or misled petition signers. Polls in South Gifford close at 7 tonight. Alan Vestal, KBIA News.
St. Louis businessman Dave Spence says he's serious about a possible bid for governor, even if it means a primary against Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder. Kinder is expected to announce a decision this month about whether he will run for governor. Missouri voters could be asked next year to raise the state's minimum wage to $8.25. The Secretary of State's office has approved the summaries on two initiative petitions. Missouri's minimum wage currently matches the federal requirement of $7.25 an hour. For KBIA News, I'm Kelly Geringer.